Baseball superstar Barry Bonds testifies today before a federal grand jury in San Francisco. Several dozen elite athletes have been subpoenaed to disclose what they know about the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO. The grand jury is investigating BALCO's finances and allegations that the California lab produced THG, the new steroid at the heart of the doping scandal. Beginning a two-part series, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on BALCO and the controversial figure who runs the lab.
No one likes being the subject of a federal investigation, and evidently it's a nervous time even for the most peripherally involved with BALCO Labs, like the guy I encountered last month fixing BALCO's front door.
Excuse me, you know if any of those people are in?
What?
Do you know if any of the BALCO people are in?
No.
Is there any way to get a hold of him? I've been trying, I'm a reporter, and I've been just trying to reach him.
I'm just here to repair the door. Call him on the phone.
I've called him several times and left messages.
I don't know what to tell you, okay?
Are you changing?
Just repairing the door.
The man who runs the business behind that broken door hasn't been especially forthcoming either. BALCO founder Victor Conti has issued denials of wrongdoing only via email. Described as a self-taught chemist, Conti developed a thriving nutritional supplement business in this office park south of San Francisco. Over time, his apparent expertise and dedication to athletes attracted some of the biggest names in sports. But since a September raid on BALCO by IRS and drug enforcement agents, many of those athletes have been grilled about their ties to Conti.
Today, five NFL players, of which four were Raiders, were the first non-track and field athletes to testify before a grand jury probing a nutritional supplements lab. It's not clear what, if any, drug charges...
As noted on ESPN TV, the weekly parade of athletes into the federal courthouse in San Francisco is a constant reminder that BALCO and Victor Conti could be involved in one of the biggest doping scandals ever. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency says the previously undetectable illegal steroid THG was created at BALCO Labs. So far, four pro football players and five elite track and field stars, most with ties to BALCO, have tested positive for THG. Victor Conti denies producing the so-called designer steroid, denies that THG even is a steroid. Because the grand jury hearings are secret, there haven't been many details about BALCO's alleged illegal activities, but there is the story of Andrew Neugebauer.
He was the Division II 800-meter champion before he came here.
Longtime track coach Frank Gagliano has been working with Andrew Neugebauer and about 40 other runners. The Olympic hopefuls are training about 15 miles south of BALCO Labs. Earlier this year, Neugebauer went to BALCO for the same reason many elite athletes have gone over the past 20 years. He was looking for an edge. On his second visit, Neugebauer says a BALCO official said a banned drug might help. Neugebauer won't speak publicly about the incident, but Frank Gagliano will.
They just mentioned to him when he asked them how can he really get better, and they told him to go to altitude or live in an altitude tent in his house or possibility of EPO. They didn't say to him, take it or anything.
They held it out as something that could be done.
Yes.
EPO, an oxygen-boosting drug, is an illegal performance enhancer in sports and something that BALCO would never offer to any athlete, according to Victor Conti. Andrew Neugebauer stopped going to BALCO after that second visit, but BALCO's client list is filled with athletes who say they got the edge they were looking for legally.
I was Victor's first track runner, first runner.
Matt Giusto signed on with Victor Conti when Giusto was a high school senior. It was 1984, the year Conti started BALCO. Giusto's supplement program began with tests on his blood, urine, and hair samples to assess mineral deficiencies, then a regimen of 25 to 30 pills a day to correct the deficiencies. Giusto, who competed in the 1996 Olympics, stayed with the program consistently for 3 to 4 years.
And did it all work?
You know, it really did. All of a sudden you catch yourself and say, you know what, I do feel better. I haven't had any dips in my training. No, I haven't really felt really bad or really tired. You know, my afternoons, I'm not really sluggish and lethargic.
And to think that Matt Giusto and so many others turned over their bodies to a man with more of a background in funk than in science. Before supplements, there was music, and Victor Conti was good enough for the big time. He played bass for the popular Bay Area funk band Tower of Power. He got the nickname Walkin' Fish for the way he moved on stage. After Conti left the music business, he and his former wife opened a health food store. That led to the world of nutritional supplements. In 1999, Conti developed his best-selling product, a combination of zinc and magnesium called ZMA. He touted it as a substance that could naturally boost the body's testosterone levels. The supplement reportedly has grossed $10 million so far. Some say Conti's focus on muscle growth brought him closer to the world of illegal steroids. His supporters were stunned to see him at the 2000 Summer Olympics defending his client, U.S. shot putter C.J. Hunter, who tested positive for large amounts of an illegal steroid. Conti told the Global Press Corps that Hunter was an innocent victim of contaminated legal supplements.
We strongly once again know that C.J. was not using the anabolic steroid nandrolone, and it appears at this point that the positive is a result of the nutritional supplements that he was taking.
3 years later, Conti is defending himself, but his clients may need to offer some explanations as well. The most famous Balco customer, Barry Bonds, testifies today. Already, federal authorities are investigating Bonds' personal trainer, Greg Anderson, after suspected anabolic steroids reportedly were found in Anderson's home. Bonds' lawyer says he's not concerned. Bonds, who has used Balco supplements for several years, continues to deny that the bulk he's added in recent years is due to steroids. As the grand jury probe continues, Victor Conti maintains his innocence and offers a warning. Matt Giusto, who communicates with Conti through a mutual friend, says Conti warns others may find themselves in trouble if people continue to push the drug case against Balco.
He just feels, don't push so hard, because I know a lot of people that are involved in this, and I hope that it dies down so I don't have to stand up for myself and say, okay, you want names? Boom, 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 boom. Go talk to those people, because you'll get a lot more out of them as far as these steroids, whatever, than you're getting out of me.
Matt Giusto is a former professional distance runner. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Tomorrow, demand for performance enhancers fuels the market for new and hard-to-detect illegal steroids. An explanation of how anabolic steroids work is at npr.org.